This is Jay Sekulow. We've got a lot to talk about. Jonathan Gruber now on the issue of abortion and more fallout on the CIA report.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The UN, other world leaders calling for accountability and in some cases even prosecution of CIA and other top officials. The administration had to know. Those conversations were going to be sparked by this report.
I think this report has done a long-term damage to us, to the agency that's very, very important to us and the war on terrorism, that's the CIA. I don't think it's basically going to benefit us. Don't underestimate the damage it's done to our friends and our allies and certainly the damage that we've done to counter by our enemies.
First of all, your overall impression to this report, what's in it and its release?
Well, I think it's a terrible piece of work, basically. It seems to me it's deeply flawed. They didn't bother to interview key people involved in the program. And I think that it's a sort of a classic example, which you see too often in Washington, where a group of politicians get together and sort of throw the professionals under the bus.
Did they produce actionable intelligence? Just say yes or no. You can think the tactics were not, shouldn't have been done, but were they effective in any?
John, as you pointed out, there are a variety of views across the federal government. The president would say, and this is clear from the president's decision to outlaw these techniques, that even if they did, that it wasn't worth it, and it did not enhance the national security of the United States of America.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
By 1993, all cohorts under the age 18 were born under legalized abortion, and we estimate steady state savings of $1.6 billion per year from positive selection. What did you mean by positive selection?
We were studying the characteristics of children who were born before and after abortion was legalized. By comparing those characteristics, you can infer the characteristics of the kids
who were not born. So what you inferred, I find chilling. If we reduce the number of children born, life will be better for the rest of us still living.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, it keeps getting worse, folks, when you've got the issue of course, the accountability of the so-called accountability move on the CIA, which is now you've got international agencies calling for United States individuals involved with the CIA military being prosecuted, I guess, at the International Criminal Court, although we haven't signed on to the ICC document, so we're not bound there, but some kind of world tribunal. That's number one. Number two, then you've got these unbelievable additional outrageous statements coming from Jonathan Gruber, which is just outrageous on the abortion issue. I mean, you know, special selections. This is what the Nazis talked about, and this was the consultant, the architect of Obamacare. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about both your view on what's happened now. What is our standing in the world now with the CIA criticism being released publicly, number one? Number two, how does that affect our men and women in uniform? And number three, Jonathan Gruber, Obamacare and abortion. We told you that was the link, Jordan. We said that was the link from the beginning.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the idea here, again, that the abortion part of Obamacare, which the left and President Obama tried to play down, but of course we knew when you have Planned Parenthood's president in the room writing these provisions and agreeing to these positions and provisions of the law, they were excited about this. They were supporting the Affordable Care Act. Now, you think they would be doing that if it banned abortion funding? That's not the case. In fact, in some places, some states on the exchange, you cannot purchase a plan on your own as an individual that doesn't include abortion coverage.
So this is, folks, this is exactly what we predicted. We're taking your calls on all these issues. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. At the same time, we are busy yesterday night working on our brief that is going in to the court on the issue of President Obama's executive action and overreach on the immigration issue. We want you to be part of that committee on that brief. You could do it at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to hold the president accountable for his actions on this, which we sure think it's an overreach, join us in the fight. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also remember this, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. So let me encourage you to do all those things. And we also want your calls on a host of issues. What's on your heart right now as we're entering the Christmas season? 1-800-684-3110. Back with your calls in a moment.
All of our world's filled this room. Will it change what we see? In bypassing Congress, President Obama's overreach in taking immigration action is not only unlawful, but unconstitutional as well. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. While we support comprehensive immigration reform, which must begin with border security, such immigration reform must be done lawfully and with the participation of Congress. That's why we're engaged on all fronts. We continue to push to defund the president's reckless plan. Our work continues in Congress, and now we're focusing on the courts. The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message: President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Yes, everyone. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Really troubling additional information on the Gruber situation. Jonathan Gruber, of course, calling the American people ignorant, saying that an uninformed electorate is better, that transparency is a negative. And, of course, we said that Obamacare was and is the largest abortion-providing bill that's been passed in our lifetime. And, Jordan, you've read through some of the reports here about what he actually put in this paper, and it's pretty chilling.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when you read about what was actually there, and so not just his comments, but was actually there, he wrote, by 1993, all cohorts under the age of 18 were born under legalized abortion. We estimate steady state savings of $1.6 billion per year from what he calls, in his paper, positive selection. So the idea that we're better off with abortion because the children that are being born are better, and we're saving $1.6 billion per year. And so, again, it's a positive selection, like natural selection, but a positive selection because it's action by people, not outside of, not just nature, not just the norms, but actual procedures where you're eliminating life.
Yeah, I mean, folks, I want you to think about what Jordan just read. Positive selection? I'm going to ask Will Haynes to take a look up. I think the Nazis used a similar, I don't know if it was positive selection, but it was something similar. Go ahead.
Worse, too. I mean, he writes that from these results, we estimate that the legalization of abortion has saved the government over $14 billion in welfare payments through 1994.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the African-American listeners out there, listen, you know, when they talk about abortion as really coming from this elite, liberal, and racist background, which has been very clear throughout the history of the abortion movement, and then you look at those kind of statistics, you know, unfortunately, who do you think we're talking about there? You know, we're talking about people that they're eliminating off government programs, people who may not be in the best condition in the 1990s. So this is also about minorities.
Let's play what he said. I mean, listen, this is Congressman Massey reading from Gruber's paper.
In 1997, you co-authored a paper entitled Abortion Legalization and Child Living Circumstances, Who is the Marginal Child? On page 20, you conclude that abortion legalization appears to be associated with an improvement in the average living circumstances and birth outcomes among a birth cohort. And on page 26, you state that your research indicates that the legalization of abortion saved the government $14 billion in welfare payments through 1994.
So he uses the word positive selection. The Nazis use the word positive eugenics. Now, President Obama passed the largest abortion funding bill in U.S. history with the Affordable Care Act. And they denied it was about abortion. And the primary architect is not only an abortion proponent. And I'm glad Jordan said that about the folks that are listening that are African American. Black American citizens of the United States, listen to what's happening here. Let me tell you who the target of this is. They always target the inner city. That was Margaret Sanger started that in the beginning of that movement. And it's an outrage that that's deemed to be positive selection. As I said, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Folks, there's a lot to talk about at this time of year. Let me tell you a couple things we'd like you to do. We've got a brief that's going to be filed in the next few days on the immigration issue. We're joining the states. We've been working on it even last night, getting the final wording done. We want to have representation from all 50 states, so we want you to join this committee. And then really, the brief's not about immigration at all. It's about, can a president unilaterally act without an underlying statutory authority? And the answer to that has to be no. And we are going to, in that case, file a brief that focuses on that there was no constitutional authority for the president to do what he did, which was the basis, of course, of my testimony before the Judiciary Committee last week. But we need you to help us on this, folks. We want to have as many representatives from as many states as we can. Sign on to this brief at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, this is important as well, folks. We're in a matching challenge campaign. So any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. Go to ACLJ.org for that, or you can also call in at 1-877-989-2255. Let's take another phone call here, Jordan. Let's take our first call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Tori, Washington State, on line one. Tori, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tori.
I have two comments or questions or whatever.
Sure.
One of them has, did you ever happen to watch the PBS Frontline program that was called Cheney's Law?
I know about it. I did not watch it.
It's very interesting. They interview a lot of the real players in the whole thing, and it tells a lot about the torture situation. Another question I have is, how is it you can be anti-abortion and pro-torture?
Well, I'm not pro-torture. But I don't think enhanced interrogation. There was an interesting piece flying around Facebook yesterday that a friend of mine posted, who's a lawyer, and others have reposted it. And it's a picture that was, and Tori, I want you to remember this. Remember the picture of they had a solo shot of the guy falling from the top of World Trade Center 1. He was on about, I think, the 101st or 102nd floor because the fire had consumed it. So he jumped to his death. And, of course, you know, was killed instantly upon impact. But he jumped to his death, and there's this picture of him falling. Now, let me ask you this question, Tori. If you knew, I want an honest answer from you, Tori, you sound like a smart woman. If you knew that an individual that was detained in Guantanamo Bay had information that would lead to that man's life being saved, would you use enhanced interrogation techniques?
No.
You would not? So you would just let you would let him die and the other 3,000 people die? That's just part of it.
Geneva Accords.
Well, they're not playing Geneva Accords. These don't enhanced interrogation techniques don't violate the Geneva Accords. And I got a surprise for you, Tori. Guess what? Al-Qaeda, ISIS did not sign on to the Geneva Accords.
That's fine. We don't have to sink to their level.
Well, I'm not saying sinking to their level, but I don't think you can equate enhanced interrogation techniques with abortion. Are you okay with abortion?
No.
Okay. Why? Because it's the taking of a human life, right?
Yeah.
Right. So if I can get information that's going to stop the taking of human life, and I don't have to kill that person to get it, I just use an enhanced interrogation technique, isn't that life worth it?
I think that John McCain has a better answer to that.
Well, I have a lot of respect for John McCain, but I disagree with him on this. But listen, Tori,
I think that John McCain's issue is not that, of course, his service and he went through
absolutely.
Is real torture, but he's also comes at everything, and this is why I disagree with him a lot on foreign policy, from the mindset of traditional war. And we're not in a traditional war. As all the CIA spokespeople have said and former CIA directors, one, they went through every legal channel to get this approved so that it would comply with the Geneva Conventions, Tory. And then second, on top of that, they were trying to get information to save millions of lives, and they were using methods, none of which cause long-term harm. They were never punching anybody. Even the way that they would use any kind of force whatsoever was done carefully, so it was no actual pain. I mean, they went to great extents not to hurt these individuals. They're not supposed to be great off and comfortable, by the way, when they're being held in Gitmo. They are terrorists, and it's not going to be pleasant or fun to be there or even like normal prison. That's not what they were in. They were enemy combatants picked up off the battlefield. They could have been killed right there, by the way, and instead were taken, their life spared, so that we could get information that we needed.
Yeah, let me play for you, Tori, since you're still on the phone here. You're still on the phone with us?
Pardon me?
You're still on the phone. Good. Let me play for you Brett Baer's conversation with Dick Cheney yesterday, number 4 and 5.
The Feinstein report suggests that President Bush was not fully briefed on the program and was deliberately kept in the dark by the CIA.
Not true. Didn't have him read his book. He talks about it extensively in his memoirs. He was, in fact, an integral part of the program. He had to approve it before we went forward with it.
You're saying that this led to actionable intelligence.
Absolutely. Look at the statement by the former directors and deputy directors of the CIA issued just within the last 24 hours. It did, in fact, produce actionable intelligence that was vital in the success of keeping the country safe from further attacks.
Did the ends justify the means?
Absolutely.
No doubt in your mind?
No doubt in my mind. I'm totally comfortable with it. You've got to remember partly what was going on as well, too, during this period of time. We had reporting that Al-Qaeda was trying to get their hands on nuclear weapons, that they'd been dealing with Pakistanis, who, after all, have nuclear weapons. We had the anthrax attacks that went on here at home. There was every reason to expect there was going to be a follow-on attack. Our job is to keep the country safe and secure and go get those guys who hit us on 9/11. And that's exactly what we did.
You know, distance, Tori, you know, people forget the nature of what was going on, but I appreciate your call. Hey, folks, we're taking more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're not talking about the immigration issue so much today. If you have questions on it, we'll address them. But we are filing a brief in the case, and we want you on it. Here's what I'd like everybody also to do, though, folks. We are getting near the last 2.5 weeks here of our year, last 3 weeks of our year. This is our most critical 3 weeks. We've got a matching challenge campaign that's up right now, ACLJ.org, to join that campaign, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255, which means any amount you donate to us, we're getting a matching gift for. You can also sign the brief at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. If you're enjoying the music, it's from our album, Hope of Jerusalem, the Jay Sekulow Band. It's available wherever you buy digital music. And all the funds from that are going to our work for the persecuted church. Here's one of the songs.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. In bypassing Congress, President Obama's overreach in taking immigration action is not only unlawful, but unconstitutional as well. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. While we support comprehensive immigration reform, which must begin with border security, such immigration reform must be done lawfully and with the participation of Congress. That's why we're engaged on all fronts. We continue to push to defund the president's reckless plan. Our work continues in Congress, and now we're focusing on the courts. The ACLJ is back a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now, you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message, President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name
online, aclj.org.
Everyone, that is from our album Hope of Jerusalem. It's available wherever you get digital music, and we encourage you to get a copy of that and download it, and it's available. And when you do that, we are all the proceeds from that are going for our work at the persecuted church. You know, it's interesting, ABC News' John Carl asked Josh Earnest, the president's spokesperson, what intelligence advice you'd get. What kind of information did you get? Were they, you know, did it produce crucial information? It's interesting when you hear this, folks. I'm going to play it for you. Josh Earnest does not say initially it doesn't. Take a listen to the question and the answer, number two.
Were these techniques crucial to getting the intelligence that led to the killing of Osama bin Laden?
You're asking a very difficult question, and there are a variety of views on it. The president's view is that wherever you come down on this equation of yes, it yielded information that was helpful, or no, it didn't yield any helpful information, the president believes that regardless of what the answer to that question is, that the use of these techniques was not worth it because of the harm that was done to our national values.
Did you notice what happened here with Josh Earnest? Did you notice this? Were the techniques crucial to getting intelligence that led to the killing of Osama bin Laden? You're asking a very difficult question. There were a variety of views on it. And even if it did yield helpful information that got to Osama bin Laden, that was the context of this, well, we shouldn't have done that. So when the president came out in that announcement that we were all glad to hear, that Osama bin Laden was dead, you know how we got that information, folks? Enhanced interrogation techniques. That's just the way it works. And like Jordan said, this is not a conventional war. Again, folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 for you to participate in it. The easiest way, of course, aclj.org. Let's go right back and take another phone call.
Yep, let's go to Wayne in Arizona on line 5. Wayne, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Wayne.
Abortion, no matter the verbal squirming, it is still murder, period. To listen to some of these people explain it away, actually, in a way, it's sad, but in actually a way, the verbal squirming, it's funny.
Well, it's not, I don't, you know, I'll disagree with you on the funny. It's not funny, because I'll tell you, and I understand what you're saying, Wayne, I don't mean to be critical there. But this guy, Gruber, who was the architect of Obamacare, called it positive selection. And the Nazis called it positive eugenics. And I don't think that's insignificant. And that's why we fight on all these issues. Right now, we're fighting on the Obamacare issue. A brief's due December 31st on that one. We're filing a brief this week on the issue of the president's overreach on the immigration issue. That we are engaged in right now. So on all these fronts, folks, your ACLJ, front and center, on all these issues. And believe me, our global offices are working to clamp down. That's what we're having to do. Clamp down this unbelievable noise that's been created by the release of the CIA report where they want to, you know, prosecute U.S. soldiers, basically, or CIA operatives, which in international tribunals. And Jordan and I have done cases in international tribunals, and let me tell you, you don't put Americans there. Period. Period. End of discussion. But all of this is related. That's the overreach here. And, folks, that's why, again, stand with the ACLJ at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take another call.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Diane in Texas on line 3. Diane, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Diane. Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Well, thank
I am
you.
Signing your petitions
Great.
Online, so I agree with – I'm right there with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, this whole thing with the abortion, you know, the government, the federal government doesn't give a darn about saving dollars, you know, in welfare money. What they are doing is, again, more power and control. Population control
Yep.
is what they're doing here. They're just in our lives every step of the way. And you know what? They all need to just go away. They all just need to go away. And, you know, I'm
going to play for you, Diane. Let me play for you. This is a longer bite. It's 38 seconds, but this is between Congressman Massey and Mr. Gruber. But you need everybody, I want everyone, especially inner city folks, listen to this, please, very carefully.
By 1993, all cohorts under the age 18 were born under legalized abortion, and we estimate steady state savings of $1.6 billion per year from positive selection. What did you mean by positive selection?
What the paper did was look at...
What did you mean by positive selection in abortion?
In that paper, we were studying the characteristics of children who were born before and after abortion was legalized. If by comparing those characteristics, you can infer the characteristics of the kids
who
were not born.
So what you inferred, I find chilling. What you inferred is that if we reduce the number of people or children born, life will be better for the rest of us still living.
And that is the devaluation of human life. And, Diane, I'm glad you raised that question about money because that's really what it's all about. So I appreciate your call, but you see what it is. And Jordan and I predicted this. We said this is what it was going to be, and, Jordan, that's what it's proved to be.
Absolutely
about money
right.
and abortion.
It's about abortion, and they're using the abortion defenders. And these are the guys like Gruber who not only defend abortion on a stance of women's rights, they go down and say, see, it's great for society. It's positive selection. It saves the federal government $14 billion in welfare so we don't have more poor children. That's really what they're saying. And it saved it's the a savings of $1.6 billion per year since 1993 because of positive selection when it comes to abortion.
Yeah.
These are targeted abortions at specific communities. So you can't, you look at each sentence together, Dad, you see welfare mentioned, okay, minority communities, immigrant communities, new Americans who are trying to establish their life or get a better life for their family. And then you look at, that's better through positive selection. It's getting rid of the people who are too poor. And of course, they support the welfare state, but only so it can only if it works. And it doesn't work if there's too many poor people. So we got to abort them.
Yeah, I want to pull James, call number five. James, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me on the air. Yeah, I really wanted to comment about this positive selection phrase that's used.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, I'm an ultrasound tech, and I'm part of a group. And when I worked with mothers and families, it is amazing. Like when people see the baby,
right.
Attaching it is, and every life is precious. I think it's a faithless, a sign of faithlessness, lack of faith and hope in God, and detachment from God when people do not trust God enough for him to take care of the needy, the
right.
weak in our society.
You said you had you told this call screener you have a cousin has Down syndrome?
Yeah, my cousin has Down syndrome, and my cousin's daughter, and she's just a beautiful person and such an asset to our family, just everything.
But under their theory, you know this, James, under their theory, that would be a life not worthy of life.
Correct. And I even look at it as my own life because, I just remember 1965 was a significant year in this whole abortion thing. And
you gave us a real example of what it really is. And folks, and I appreciate your call, James. That's why we fight the way we do on all these issues. And you're hearing us today talk about a whole lot of issues, and every one of them the ACLJ is involved in. Again, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Folks, go to ACLJ.org, sign on. Join with us. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for you. You can also call 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, folks, we've got that brief. We're filing on the immigration case. We really could use your help. Go to the ACLJ website or call us at 877-989-2255 and sign on to that brief. We want representation from all 50 states. Stan's talking to members of Congress right now. We're days away from filing this brief, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And Hope of Jerusalem, the album that you're hearing right now, is available wherever digital music is sold. We encourage you to get that as well.
The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now, you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message: President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Day, one of our lead singers at the Jay Sekulow Band. Great guy. Great album called Hope of Jerusalem. It is available wherever you buy digital music. We encourage you to get it. All the proceeds from that going to our work for the persecuted church. Let me tell you this also. Than Bennett just walked back into the studio. He's been on the phone with members of Congress talking about this immigration brief. Than, what's your assessment right now on this? Now that we've got a court deadline in the case, of course, in Texas, which we're getting ready to get into gear here. You've been talking with members of Congress staff all day today, where so far this morning. What's your sense? What are you hearing?
Well, a lot of interest from members of Congress, Jay. Remember, the main argument, as I'm sure you've been telling listeners, is the question here of congressional acquiescence. Did Congress acquiesce to the president? Did they consent to let him do something like this? So the voice of members of Congress on this brief is going to be very important, because they are going to say it very clearly. They are going to say, we have this authority under Article 1 of the Constitution, and we did not give it to you, Mr. President. So a lot of times I think, Jay, we separate the legislative and the judicial, but in this particular case, Congress weighing in and saying, no, this is our authority and you can't have it, it's going to be very significant.
Well, folks, this is a brief that we're filing, and we want you to be part of it at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. It's what I testified to in Congress just the other day on the president's overreach. Again, I'm in favor of immigration reform, but you can't do it on your own, Mr. President. Impatient presidents don't get to change the law. And that's what this is all about at the end of the day. So what we're saying right now is ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that brief. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. We're talking about a variety of issues. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, let's go to Mike in Las Vegas, Nevada, online too. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Well, I got a comment. I know you got a lot going on today, but I just got this comment about this release of the documents.
Okay, let me get everybody up to date on that, Mike. We're talking about the CIA documents that talked about criticized the enhanced interrogation techniques. But go ahead. That's what we're talking about.
Right. Yeah, one of them that they keep bringing up all the time is this waterboarding.
Right.
Okay, I was in the Navy, and before I was deployed to Vietnam, I went to a survival school for a week.
Yep.
And part of that training at the end was an internment camp, and I was waterboarded twice. I'm not dead. I was scared, but I'm not dead. And it's a technique that'll get information from you.
Well,
but
right.
The thing is, I don't care what they do to these people to get the information to get rid of the terrorists.
Well, I mean, we're not killing people here. We're not shocking them. We're not cutting their heads off, which is what they do to civilians. I mean, I can't even believe. You know why they released that report, though, Mike? So nobody is talking about Jonathan Gruber's eugenics, the architect of Obamacare, really being the most pro-abortion, really the most pro-abortion president we've ever seen. That's not being discussed. And we put our own men and women in harm's way. Thanks for calling in. Folks, we'll take more of your calls when we come back. 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear from you. 800-684-3110. Now, we've got a couple of things we want you to do. Sign on to that brief on the immigration issue, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, don't forget this. We are in a matching challenge campaign right now, folks, which means any amount that is donated to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. So let me encourage you, the easiest way to do it is just go over to aclj.org, aclj.org, and you can donate to the work of the ACLJ and our matching challenge campaign. I really encourage you to do that. You can also call us at 877-989-2255 and call in your pledge. You could do that as well. Now, the song you're hearing right now is from her album, Hope of Jerusalem. It's available wherever digital music is sold. You buy that, you also are helping us, because all the proceeds go to our work for the persecuted church. Back with you.
In bypassing Congress, President Obama's overreach in taking immigration action is not only unlawful, but unconstitutional as well. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. While we support comprehensive immigration reform, which must begin with border security, such immigration reform must be done lawfully and with the participation of Congress. That's why we're engaged on all fronts. We continue to push to defund the president's reckless plan. Our work continues in Congress, and now we're focusing on the courts. The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message: President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
That's a title cut from Hope of Jerusalem, our music EP that is available digitally wherever you get your digital music. And all those proceeds are going to go to our work here at the ACLJ's work for the persecuted church. We're also taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Ben Bennett's been on a conference call with members of Congress. It is a busy day in Washington, D.C., to say the least. Jordan and Than are, of course, there. Than, you've got a budget issue, which this morning I woke up and everybody said, looks like it's going to pass, not going to be a problem. You're saying that may not be the case now.
I'm not so sure. That deadline is midnight tonight, Jay. And literally, I was talking with members on this conference call about this immigration brief. And, this is one of the things we have to do here at the ACLJ. They're focused on that midnight deadline, this budget brief. I think it's going to be a very close vote in the House. If it doesn't pass, Jay, they will pass a short-term extension and go back to work on it. But we're also asking them to focus on this brief. We do have members of Congress signed on. We have a deadline of tomorrow night for that brief. So we're multitasking here at the ACLJ.
Well, no doubt about that. Folks, let me tell you how many briefs we've got going. We've got a brief on immigration that we hope to get any day now, literally within the next, I think we're going to try to get that filed by next Monday. At the same time, I mean, at the very same time, understand this. The next thing we've got to deal with is the brief on the attack to the Affordable Care Act and the state subsidies. And let me get Jordan to update everybody on that, because that's a huge challenge that's going to the Supreme Court. A huge challenge on Obamacare. It could gut it, which after getting all this stuff from Jonathan Gruber, if you didn't want to gut it before, you sure want to gut it now. But Jordan, let everybody know what's at stake here. That state subsidy thing is a big, big deal.
That's right. I mean, the state subsidies for the people who live in a state that set up an exchange, which the way the law says is you get a subsidy if you purchase from a state exchange. Then you get the federal subsidy for purchasing the insurance if you're eligible for those subsidies, which brings down the cost somewhat dramatically. So it's a way for the program to work. Now, part of the reason the law was written where it says you only get it if you buy a state subsidy, buy from a state's exchange, and you only get the subsidy that way, is so that the states would have a reason to set up these exchanges so that their citizens could benefit from subsidies for purchasing health insurance. Now, what happened? Well, only 14 states set up exchanges. So the IRS put out a rule saying, well, in fact, the way we interpret it, we'll set up a federal exchange, so now it doesn't matter if your state set one up, and you can still get subsidies from that. So, again, that's not in the law. And what this case is about is if Only people in states can get subsidies, and no one who does not live in a state that has no exchange can get subsidies. Then the whole law crumbles. And that's how the law is written. Jonathan Gruber talked about that as well. It was a reason behind the law was to make sure that states had a reason and were encouragement to do this so their citizens would get this subsidy benefit. If that goes, well, 36 people in 36 states would no longer get subsidies. It would crash the entire system. They would have to redo health care. Even President Obama himself may have to change, sign a actual repeal of the law.
I mean, this is, folks, this is unbelievable. And this is a chance to get rid of the largest abortion bill in U.S. history. And that's how I view it. Again, we got a lot of briefs going on. You want to sign those, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Hey, if you want to talk to us on air, we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Talking about countdowns, Than, so if they don't get, they got to midnight tonight, what happens if it doesn't get worked out?
Well, we're going to have a vote on the bill later this afternoon. If it does not pass, Jay, what they will do, they will call up a separate bill that extends the funding for about 72 hours. So you're not going to get the complete answer, but you would get an extension through the weekend, and then they would have to rework this deal that they tried to pass this afternoon and bring it back up again. So, just one more comment on that, Jay. I mean, we've got to quit doing it like this. We've got to actually pass real budget bills.
Yep.
That's one of the things that Speaker Boehner talked about earlier today. When the Republicans control both the House and the Senate, we have to expect that from them, and I think they will deliver.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take another call, Jordan.
Yep, let's go to Donna calling in from Georgia Online 4. Donna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
First of all, thank you for the jobs that you're doing.
Thank you.
And may God bless you for that.
Appreciate that.
I'm calling about the CIA report,
yep,
which I can't believe they were so stupid as to do something like that.
Releasing the report you're talking about.
The CIA releasing about the interrogation.
Unbelievable. You know, it was the Senate, an intelligence committee. Than, what is the sense on why that's – I mean, I think it was an intentional distraction, but it really does put our men and women in harm's way, and it hurts our allies.
Well, it really does, and I think we've got to be crystal clear about this. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the outgoing chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, she is solely responsible for the release of this report. Not new information here, information that we already knew.
Yep.
And honestly, Jay, this is going to sound really terrible, but you know, it's really just a known fact here. Senator Feinstein has a personal spat with the CIA because of some actions that they took on staff on her committee. And this really does look like personal retribution. And unfortunately, it's personal retribution that is putting American lives in danger. There's really no disputing that. It absolutely should not have happened.
I want to play soundbite number 8, and then I'm going to tell you folks, you're going to want to call and talk to us about this. The number's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Senator Dianne Feinstein.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again.
Never again? Really? Never again was the statement used about the Nazis, that would never happen again. 9/11 should never happen again. But waterboarding a terrorist, to equate that with the tragedies that have hit a group of people, the Jews in Nazi Germany, and the folks, the American people that suffered in 9/11, but I think it's right. I think that stands exactly correct here. And Jordan, at the end of the day, shame on you, Senator Dianne Feinstein. Shame on her for doing this.
Well, I'd say a few things. One, she's assuming that America, as we know it, survived so long that history will care so much about Dianne Feinstein. I think she'll be probably mostly a footnote in long-term history, as it will most U.S. senators. I mean, what they do is usually not that big of a deal. But what this does is an immediate impact. It's not the long-term impact. The immediate impact is it puts American lives at risk. It doesn't change the minds of anyone who doesn't like America. It just fuels their fire. And all people will say years in history, well, the anti-American crowd will still say the same thing. Look at what the Americans did. They were no better than the rest of the world. I would like history to judge us as those who destroyed Islamic terrorists just like we destroyed the Nazis. That's the history I would like to have for the United States of America, and it's going to take a long time till we get there, but that's the kind of history that we deserve as the United States.
And Jordan, if I could...
Go ahead, yeah, thank you.
I would just want to add, she can't be allowed to get away with revisionist history here, because when this enhanced interrogation, when this was going on, select members of Congress were being briefed and did authorize these actions. One of the people being briefed, Senator Dianne Feinstein. If she had this much problem with it, that would have been in the time to object and not authorize it.
Well, I think the reality is, and this is what we have to be completely cognizant of, this is politics, but it's really ugly, folks. Really, really ugly. And I think, Jordan, what you said is absolutely correct. I want history to judge us as the generation that stamped out radical Islamists who are trying to establish a global caliphate and that have actually killed Americans. And it was just a few months ago they were killing people in Canada. Remember that? Let's eliminate ISIS, but let's not put fuel in the fire of the enemy so that Dianne Feinstein could feel better tomorrow morning. I think this did nothing to help the United States. I think it did nothing to help our war on terrorism. And frankly, I think it's appalling that Senator Feinstein, while we have men and women in harm's way in that region of the world right now, would release this report. As Jordan said, adding fuel to the fire of the terrorists, as if they don't have enough fire already. You know, somebody said the other day, you know, they're cowards. They don't act like cowards. You know? It's not cowards. They're dangerous. And we've got to face it. They're not ISIS is not hiding in the shadows, folks. So I don't know what Senator Feinstein was thinking, but it does not pass the test here at the ACLJ, I'll tell you that. We're taking your phone calls and want your comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for you. You could do that at aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 for your pledge. And any amount you give us, we're getting to get a matching gift for. So we encourage you to do that at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, let me say this. Our book, Rise of ISIS, which reached, because of you, number one on the New York Times bestsellers list, is available still in bookstores everywhere. And of course, on if you do ebooks, it's on a Nook as well as Kindle, of course. So we encourage you there. The song you're hearing right now is from our album, Hope of Jerusalem. You can buy that album, the EP, wherever you buy your digital music. The proceeds from that are going for our work here for the persecuted church. We'll take your calls when we come back.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. In bypassing Congress, President Obama's overreach in taking immigration action is not only unlawful, but unconstitutional as well. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. While we support comprehensive immigration reform, which must begin with border security, such immigration reform must be done lawfully and with the participation of Congress. That's why we're engaged on all fronts. We continue to push to defund the president's reckless plan. Our work continues in Congress, and now we're focusing on the courts. The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now, you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message, President Obama's action
violates federal law. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hope of Jerusalem, available wherever you get digital music. If it's something you'd like to get, it's going to help our work at the Persecuted for the Persecuted Church. So when you buy it, all the proceeds from that are going to our work for the Persecuted Church. Let me also encourage you, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Don't forget that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and take another phone call. Who's next, Jordan?
Let's go to Randy in Wisconsin on line one. Randy, welcome to JSecio Lives.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, just a couple of comments here. By the government releasing this CIA report, that just goes to show that they don't care about American lives at all. And my second comment is America needs to wake up. The terrorists are coming. They're here. And if we can get information out of these terrorists by torturing them, and I say let's torture them all.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not torturing them, though. We're enhanced interrogation techniques are not torture. Torture is, you know, I'll cut your head off. And they cut their head off. That's torture. Remember that whole Abu Ghraib nonsense? And everybody was outraged that some military soldier put underwear on the top of some terrorist? That was a national outcry. Meanwhile, they cut the head off of Danny Pearl. I don't want anybody to ever forget that. This is our generation, folks. We don't get to forget this. And I think what's happened with Dianne Feinstein and announcing this was outrageous. You know, American lives are at stake. In our book, Rise of ISIS, we talked about the nature of the threat of ISIS. It's very different than Al-Qaeda, folks. These are not people hiding in the shadows. It's an organized army. We've got to be aware of that. Let's take another phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Quentin in Colorado, line six. Been holding on. Quentin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Quentin.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I just want to briefly say that I'm a former Marine.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your service.
And I'm also, you know, I was also injured and disabled and whatnot.
Yes,
but in the year 2000, very briefly, me and my ex, we went to Planned Parenthood to get an accurate pregnancy test done.
Right.
And those people counseled us. Those people never mentioned not one thing about abortion or anything like that. We got prenatal care. We got Lamaze class. We got, you know, therapy.
Right.
I just want to give my point. Are you saying that the whole entire agency need to be wiped out because they do other services too, and not one single American tax dollars go to abortion? You guys are not being honest.
Well, that's
my point, Quentin, right there. Those services that you got are only provided by Planned Parenthood because they get $500 million a year to do that. They don't make any money off that, but they get federal funding for it.
Fine.
And so what does that mean? That means that you could have another organization that provides all of that care that is an abortion provider. Why can't we make that distinction? Why do we have to give that kind of money to an abortion provider? So in your kind of situation, yes, we all know that about Planned Parenthood. At the same time, nothing would prevent someone from doing all of those services, receiving all of that federal money, hundreds of millions a year, and not being an abortion provider. I think that's our distinction. We're not trying to defund those services.
But those services should not be, in my view, rendered by an organization like Planned Parenthood. And Quentin, with due respect, and I appreciate your calling, I appreciate your service to the country as a Marine. But let me tell you something. There are a lot of agencies that provide that kind of benefit that you and your wife had received, the mother of your child received. And I'm glad that you didn't have an abortion. But so you know, Planned Parenthood is in the abortion business. That is what they do. That's where they make their money. That is what their industry. 330,000 abortions a year. You know how many people Quentin got prenatal counseling like you did? 5,000 annually. 330,000 abortions, 5,000 prenatal patients. We can handle those prenatal patients outside of an abortion clinic. Let's take Timothy from Jacksonville, Florida.
Welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure.
I really appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
My question is about this Dianne Feinstein release. What is her motive? Because, I mean, it's not like she's attacking the Republican Party by releasing this.
No.
So what is her motive?
Great. That's a great question. Than?
She has a personal spat with the CIA. She did not like some of their surveillance techniques when it came to monitoring members of her own staff because they had classified information. This is her way of retaliating, not to Republicans, not to Congress, retaliating against the CIA.
So that's what this is really, really all about. So understand what's really going on here, which our listeners do. Hey, folks, let me encourage you to do something here. I'm going to play for you one of the cuts from our Christmas album, Silent Night, because I do want to remember to focus on the reason for this season, not forget that. And at the end of the day, it's about Jesus. But I want you to hear the song, and then I'm going to ask you to take some action. Hope of Jerusalem. It's available wherever you buy digital music, and the proceeds are going to our work for the persecuted church. That's going to do it for our broadcast today. Let me encourage you also, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Don't forget that. ACLJ.org is the easiest way to participate. Any amount you donate is tax deductible, and we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. You can also call us at 1-877-989-2255 for your pledge as well. And don't forget also, we've got that brief. Last day is it. This is it today to sign on to the brief. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. And our book, Rise of ISIS, is still available in bookstores anywhere. And like our Facebook pages, folks, Jay's, mine, the ACLJ's, and even our Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page.
The ACLJ is backing a massive federal lawsuit challenging the president's unlawful immigration action filed by multiple states. This lawsuit is critical to stopping the president's action. Now, you can stand with us as we prepare to file an amicus brief in support of this lawsuit. Add your name to our brief right now. Send a message, President Obama's action violates federal law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or add your name